B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And I'm just going to give you the floor here on all of this because you're as close to the situation as practically anybody could be. And I know you have some really informed opinions.
I feel like we need to have a talk here because no matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. That makes sense because we cannot wrap our heads around it. There are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm going somewhere else. Like, that's the way that we're operating here within those circles. And yet even those people don't necessarily believe that Tom, at the end of the day, won't go into Bill Belichick's office and Belichick won't sit there and say to him, Tom, we need you back. We have to have you back. And that Tom Brady will return to the Patriots. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
Okay, so that's that Darlington cut. He was back at it today, and he emphasized that qualifier in there where you heard him in that mention that there's people close to Brady who think he's gone, but still don't know what's going to happen when he goes and sits down in front of Bill Belichick and Belichick gives him the pitch, and who knows, maybe Belichick can win him over. And there's people who think that even though Brady's gone now, that meeting with Belichick can't change his mind. So he said that yesterday sort of as an aside, a qualifier. Today he focused a little bit more on it. So you think Darlington had some movement, Maz, overnight?
Or? My guess is that someone reached out to him. And, you know, so yesterday you asked, did I think he was being spun? My answer was no. Today, do I think he's being spun? I would say a little.
I think spun in the Patriots direction is what you're implying there.
Yeah, I think someone got to him and said, you were a little stronger yesterday than you should have been. And so, you know, he softened it a little. That's my two cents on it. Regardless, I look at it and I say, if I'm another team and I hear any of this, at the end of the day, independent of all the reports, if I'm another team, I have to be convinced that Tom Brady has the balls to leave the Patriots.
I said this all day yesterday. He's gone until he changes his mind. Like, that's where I'm at. And I think if, you know, you put a gun to my head, pick one, I think he's going to change his mind. He's going to stay because he's going to chicken out and he's going to back down at the end. But right now, he's guns blazing, man. They're talking a big game. He and his camp, they are talking a big, big game. And I think Darlington's reporting reflects that. We got our Darlington heads here back here from the midday. They're all over the guy. Beadle and Zoe. What's their problem with Darlington? They think he's like making it up?
No idea.
I have no idea.
I mean, I just think he's close to the Brady people and is regurgitating what he's being told and is reflecting their attitudes. And so whether they're just playing a game or not, I just think he's the conduit there, right?
I mean, no question. I mean, yeah, I don't know what their issue is. I have no idea. I try not to spend too much time in the heads of the midday show.
Okay, so there's a little Brady reset for you. We continue with your thoughts. It's an agenda-free Friday. It's brought to you by our friends at the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Steve in Vermont. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I do think for Tom, cash, brand, and family will be first. But Tom and Bill have a need to prove one more thing, and that's to win a Super Bowl without each other. Bill did it with Jimmy G as far as did well to prove someone else can do it on the field. Tom is done with throwing a second-rate clowns, and Bill will never want to pay but needs to prove that he can do it without him also. So I think there's a big, strong need for them each. It's not number one, but I think there's a big, strong need for each of them to prove the other one can do it without him.
Yeah, I guess part of the story for him. I hope it's not their first motivator. Like, Brady is going to leave and go somewhere else because he wants to prove to everyone he can win without Bill. Like, that's why you're going to leave? That's the wrong reason. That's just ego. You know, you should want to leave because you can do better for yourself and your family in a new place, and it's good for your career, and it's good for your brand, and it just makes sense to everybody. Like, that's why you should go.
What if he's just tired of it?
Or, right, you just want to work in a different place. That's your right. Absolutely. But if it's, like, to win that thing, like, I'm more important than Bill, I mean, that's, I don't know, that's a little too ego-driven, and those are generally not the right reasons. And I'd say the same thing for Bill. If he's getting rid of him just so he can prove he can win with
For spite?
Some mediocre ginger? Like, I mean, right? Like, that's no...
It's entertaining, though.
I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, look, I but if I'm just... If I were their therapist, I'd say you're doing it for the wrong reason, right? Like, you don't do it for... That's just pride and ego and... No, those are the wrong motivators. You shouldn't be doing it for that reason. I'll follow those reasons. I hope it's for those reasons because that's entertaining for us, right? Agreed. But I don't think that's at the top of their list. It shouldn't be. And oh, by the way, these guys have nothing to prove. Like, unless their egos are such that they feel they have to answer the question who's more important, but for the rest of us, that's the greatest coach of all time, that's the greatest quarterback of all time. They accomplished together more than any other team. That's set. You have nothing left to prove, either of you. So, like...
I mean, not to the public, they don't.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't think they do. They have nothing left to prove.
I don't know. Sometimes the hardest person to please is yourself, though.
Ed in Weymouth, your thoughts?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got two things. We'll start with the redheads. I got Roy Halladay and Matt Light and Carson Wentz. And then one for Jay Stu is The Undertaker. He used to dye his hair black, but he really had red hair. And then the other one is, would it be safe to say that Brady is not in the Patriots' long-term plan?
Right.
All right, thanks, guys.
He's not in anyone's long-term plan.
How could he be?
He's not in anyone's long-term plan. Question is, is he in his even their short-term plan? Greatest redhead wrestler of all time, Stu.
Undertaker is probably the answer. When he was younger... he was redhead, obviously. Now he's dark-haired. Currently, I would say Sheamus. He's got the whole redhead thing going.
An appropriate Sheamus. How about Bob Backlund, Jimmy? Was he redheaded?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. You hated Bob Backlund.
Oh, he's a tool.
I love Bob Backlund. He's complete, the nicest guy in the world.
Complete tool bag.
Robin Averill on Brady. Hi, Rob.
Owns an oil company now.
Hey, guys. I'm sick of this Tom Brady nonsense. He's got to go on so the team can move on accordingly. He's holding them up from any decisions. I've been sick of him for 18 years now. Like to see him gone. Never been a Brady fan. I know, right?
That's tough.
I'm probably going to get hate mail from anyone I know right now. It's going to be my fault, but whatever. He's got to go. I'm sick of him. He's just got to go. Let's just move on.
Okay, well, I'm with you for everything about the 18-year thing. If you feel it's run its course now and this isn't doing anyone any good, and if he's gone, he should just say it, or if they're done with him, they should just say it. Like, I think that's fair. Like, you know, other teams have done that.
Do you think he's holding him up?
No.
Me neither.
I mean,
that's what the caller said.
Yeah, right.
I say no.
They're only holding him up. He's only holding them up if they let it.
Correct.
Like, they should be out there pounding the pavement, setting up their next phase, and getting the next guys in line, which I think they are, which is why you keep hearing Andy effing Dalton, because someone's talked about it. Someone somewhere told someone about something about Andy Dalton, and it's, and again, I think it's real. Dalton's agent. Yeah, we got something on, you know, we got something in our back pocket with the Patriots. Or someone in Cincinnati. I don't think anyone here would have done it. But someone in Cincinnati said to Peter King, yeah, keep an eye on Andy Dalton. Like, so I think they've already done that. And that sort of got out. But I would hope it's not holding them up. Oh, I hope they're looking at every quarterback in the draft and assessing every quarterback across the league. And they have their internal big board of the quarterback position next year, and that they're going full steam ahead with what they want to do.
I mean, I can't imagine that Belichick is going to allow himself to get caught with his pants down at quarterback. So again, now that doesn't mean that he's going to get Garoppolo back, but it does mean that he'll set up a plan if Brady walks. And my guess is he's not perfect, but I can't imagine he's going to get caught by surprise on this one.
Mike in Hyde Park. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Murray, are you nuts? Imagine if Belichick had Jeff Garcia. We would have 12 Super Bowls. Are you kidding me? The greatest redhead of all time, Jeff Garcia, the strawberry vanilla milkshake Michael Vick there.
Okay.
He was okay.
His greatest
accomplishment might be that wife of his. Look her up, Maz.
Who, Jeff Garcia?
Yeah.
I think I've done that before. Yeah, I don't remember that. <It's>
hardly anyone you haven't Googled, Maz.
That's pretty much true.
We've got Mike in Rhode Island. Hi, Mike.
Hey, you know, I heard you guys all week talking about Brady maybe getting generational wealth, or you know what? He's not going to get big money, and he's only going to get signed for a year, maybe with an option in the second year.
Want to bet?
Did you see him play last year?
Want to bet?
I mean, anybody gets near him, he takes a dive.
Want to bet?
He throws it in the dirt.
You want to bet on that contract? What do you want to bet?
Well, I don't. What do you want to bet?
You tell me. Let's bet for charity.
Yeah.
You, You think he's going to get $150 million?
I didn't say $150 million.
No.
You said he's getting 1 year. I said want to bet.
He'll get $260 at least, Mike.
I think he's going to get 1 year with maybe an option.
Okay, let's
bet. He's 43 years old. Anybody gets near him, he goes down like a shot put in the swimming
pool. You've said that. So
yeah, Jimmy and Billy will get your information. We'll make a wager for charity.
The bet is that I trust you. Christmas in the City. ChristmasintheCity.org. If he signs for more than $230 per, you make a donation, whatever you can do, to ChristmasintheCity.org. Okay?
I'm not giving him that out. He said 1 year. If it's any more than 1 year, he loses. I'll make that bet right now.
What do you think the... I think his baseline compensation will be 2 years, $60 million, and, you know, call it 50 guaranteed. Like, he's going to get two guaranteed years, and it's going to be 30 per, and that's what he's going to make. That's my, I think that's the entry.
I mean, that's my guess, but there's always the chance that, you know, again,
unless it's here. Unless he comes back here and caves, then it's 2 and 40, and a lot of it in incentives and blah, blah, blah.
Thank you for bringing that part of it up.
Right. In the market, 2 and 60.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not even giving him the money. If it's 2 and 55, he loses. He said 1 year and an option. Brady's getting two.
Sean and Revere, what are your thoughts on this Friday?
Hey, guys. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the Celtics. I agree with you. Last year they had more talent. There's no doubt about it. But I think Kemba's a better representation in the locker room for the young kids. With Irvin there last year, he was just poison in there, and that wasn't it wasn't anything that I thought was going to be good for a team that they're grooming young players. As for a redhead, I'll throw this at you. This is an old one. Good hitter. Not the best by any means. Rusty Staub.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to you.
Le Grand Orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what they called him up in Montreal, right?
Yeah. He was. That's a good one. He had a few other nicknames. But, you know, he was up with – he was American, wasn't he?
I don't know. Good question.
Could he possibly have been Canadian?
He could have been, but I doubt it. I think he just played for the Expos.
That's not a bad one. Hall of Famer?
I don't think so, no.
He is American, born in New Orleans.
There you go. Okay.
Might as well be French.
Yeah, that's
put
true.
Put him on the board. It's another one. Add him to the list. George and Lemonster, hi.
George. Hey, Maz and Felger.
Yo.
Great show, buddy.
Thank you.
Two redheads, Terry O'Reilly and Keith Magnuson. Chicago Blackhawks, obviously Magnuson. Terry O'Reilly for the Bruins, both great redheads.
Got it. Was Terry O really redhead?
I don't think so.
He had some shade. I don't think. That was no ginger.
I mean, I'm not giving him as the best hockey player either, because Lanny McDonald was better.
Thank you.
Someone sent in Larry Robinson. Good one.
Larry Robinson, excellent one. Excellent.
I just can't get over how much Rusty Staub looks like Larry Flint.
All right. I mean, I don't know. Could we possibly do this all day? It was just a thing. It's just all
I can't
we
believe
were,
this took
all
off.
We were doing saying is that Murray doesn't like redheaded athletes.
It's fun,
and it's like, are there any good ones? So that's what. Who's the greatest American ginger athlete of all time? I don't think we've reached a consensus. I think. Well, Roy Halladay's in the Hall of Fame. Is he? Is he American?
Oh, I'm almost certain.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, that's a fine one. I'll allow for Rusty Staub. I'll allow for. Mark McGuire.
People trying to make a case for the Sedins. Get the hell
no.
out of here.
Swedish anyway.
Sedins. Please. Again, in hockey right now, I'm Lanny McDonald, Larry Robinson.
If Larry Robinson's a great one.
If it's not one of those two guys, don't even bother calling.
Okay. Otherwise, feel free to call at 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 95, The Sports Hub.
I have communicated with the Brady side that, and not from Tom Brady, but the point of him for next year is wanting to prove people wrong. It's sort of the F everyone. We've had a hell of a run here. We can keep this thing going. Wait until next year. Like, it's part of the, he really means, I will not be wearing one of those red jackets to the Super Bowl next year. But I will be in it. He wants to win and prove everybody wrong, whatever the hell that means, whether it's here or elsewhere. So that cuts the field down to me to two teams.
Those two teams would be?
Here, obviously, being one. The other, and I've looked at them all. I looked at them all last night. Tennessee. It's here in Tennessee. I think it's a two-team race right now. That's the way I would look at it if I'm him. You want to prove people wrong? You come back and you win it here and you do the ha-ha, ha-ha tour again? Y'all thought I was done? Or you go to Tennessee and you win it with them?
Ha-ha tour. Something we hit on this week. Gender Free Friday brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group. Everything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, that's one we got to. The ha-ha tour. I've about had it up to here with your ha-ha tour. Bores me to freaking tears. And oh, by the way, if Brady comes back and they win at a high level, who are they going to ha-ha? Who thinks that if Brady comes back here and things break their way and they make a few moves for some good players that they can't win at a high level?
The haters.
Who?
Rob Parker.
Who? Like who would anyone, if Brady came back, would anyone be surprised if they won the division and won some playoff games and went on a run?
No.
What's that proving? Who are you going to ha-ha? You're going to be the odds-on favorite to win the division. You're going to be the Vegas favorite to win the division. What's the ha-ha? Aren't you sick of the ha-ha anyway? Aren't you exhausted? All your blood? Aren't you blood out?
Isn't no, there a, the people are not blood out.
Isn't there a limit? Isn't there a limit? Don't
apparently not.
Haven't you emptied the bucket of blah? So, like, I don't think the ha-ha tour exists here. Now, if Brady goes and wins somewhere else, he can ha-ha you. And Bill can ha-ha him, and fine. Now we get some ha-ha. Now we get a ha-ha tour, and we can have a blanami. But if he comes back and they win, who are you going to blah? What's left to blah? This, you know, you've proven us all wrong a million times. You know, when I did this, you know, we did this topic earlier in the week, people emailed me as like, yeah, Felger, you had him done. You don't believe in him. You had him done when he was 37. You picked against him 2 years ago when he missed OTAs. Yes, exactly right. And I was wrong. So it's over. He was right. I was wrong. There's no more blying. It's all, he's proven us all wrong. Anyone who ever doubted him at any stage in this whole thing, he's proven wrong. There's no one left to blah. It's over.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the blah stop.
Oh, God.
I'm with Murray. I think the blah is a bottomless pit.
It's inexhaustible, right?
It is. It's bottomless.
It just needs to keep feeding.
Oh, yeah. No. It fuels itself.
Meanwhile, new report today. Great tweet out of Vegas. You guys keep telling me who this is, Murray, or what it is, but whatever it is, I like it.
Yeah, so this comes from an account that goes by the name of Vital Vegas. They say VitalVegas.com is your essential source for Las Vegas news, rumors, tips, and WTF.
So can I just ask, like, what does that mean?
What the F?
I know, I understand what that means, but can you give me a little more intel on what they are? Are they a gathering service? Are they?
They're like all Vegas news all the time. Like, for instance, one of their posts is about the new MGM Resort CEO. The successor has been. It's like, you know, Vegas, you follow these people.
Vegas insider news, but they're just tweets. They don't have a newspaper or a website or anything like that.
No, they do have a website, vitalvegas.com.
Okay, boom. Yeah. All right, so an accredited news organization in Vegas.
That is true.
But accredited.
Well, I threw that in there.
I think it's real. So earlier today, 3 hours ago, they tweet, rumor about Tom Brady purchasing a house in Las Vegas has resurfaced, despite denial from his people a month ago. Apparently, closed last Friday. And then they follow up about an hour ago. Speaking of quick escalation, word is Tom Brady offered $65 million by Las Vegas Raiders for 2 years. The key element of the deal, ownership points upon retirement, told the Patriots have signaled they won't match it.
Okay.
Ownership points would be tampering, right? Salary cap violation.
I have a hard time with that one because I don't know how you square that away. You've got to, his compensation has to be counted against the cap. So how do you count ownership points against the cap? So that's a wink and a nod or a future promise or something like that. That can't be part of the contract, I don't think. I just can't fathom.
Yeah, it's the wink and the nod.
Yeah, it's the, you know, you'll be a partner, and we mean that. Like, eventually you'll be a real partner in the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wouldn't be the first time someone circumvented the salary cap, right, Jim?
No, correct.
Brookline, club seats, suites.
We continue with your thoughts on all,
place property.
All of this. Mark and Medford with a Bruins thought. Go ahead, Mark.
TB12 Investments.
Hey, Mike, the reason why Tuukka Rask is what he is now and was last year is because he's not playing 65, 70 games a season now. He's got another number two starter, or 1A.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's good.
Halak.
It's true.
And My one question to you, Mike, is why the hell are you so hell-freaking bent on the Tampa Bay Lightning being this more superior team than the Boston Bruins? It pisses me off.
Oh, really? Why don't you like them? You tell me, you go first why you think Tampa's not that good.
I didn't say they weren't that good, but they're not that superior to the Boston Bruins, Mike. The Bruins can hang with that team. And the way Vasilevsky's been playing lately, he looks like freaking Swiss cheese. Last night, he was god awful.
Okay, so he's a wild card. I mean, he won the Vezina last year, right?
And then crapped his pants in the playoffs.
And then crapped his pants, but he's a talented goalie. Here's why I like Tampa so much. Hedman, Sergachev, Shattenkirk's there. I like their D. Now they've it's thinned a little bit. Is it Strawman? He's no longer there, but I love their D core. And I'm sorry, Braden Point. obviously Kucherov. Obviously Stamkos. Palat, the Coleman kid that they just traded for. That's a good team. That's a good deep team.
Well, you get to see him up close and personal next week.
So
Tuesday, Saturday, you get him twice.
That'll show a lot. Kevin and Lemonster on today's topic. Go ahead, Kevin.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I got the ginger for you. Hometown guy to area, Brian Leetch.
Oh, great. Great NHL defenseman. Great. I'm not going to give you pure ginger.
He doesn't strike me as ginger.
No, you know, I had a beer with him over the summer. I actually saw him down in Nantucket. He's not a pure ginger.
This is strawberry blonde we're talking about.
Right, exactly. Strawberry blonde. I want curly. It's got to have curly hair. Someone texted me a good one. DJ.
Johnson. Yeah, DJ was redhead.
Dennis Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, so like.
That's a good one.
Would you go Blake Griffin or Dennis Johnson there?
Dennis Johnson.
DJ, more of a winner. Yeah. More of a winner.
Bill Walton, Dennis Johnson, or Blake Griffin?
Dennis Bill Johnson. Walton.
I think Walton.
Walton's ceiling was higher than both of those guys. Someone else emailed in Chris Mullen. Was he a redhead? I thought Mullen was a blonde.
Maybe. I don't know. We're not looking for strawberry blondes.
Either way, Walton wins.
What true ginger. They have curly hair. Freckles.
Chris Mullen wasn't ginger.
Mark in Charleston, go.
Yeah, the Chicago Cub, rookie of the year, Cy Young in 84, most wins in 79, Rick Sutcliffe, redhead.
Is he?
Mm.
Was it curly hair?
That's borderline.
I need curly hair.
Not a true redhead.
I need curly hair.
He's like a hybrid.
Right. We're...
Wait, but really, what's the test? Pull down your pants?
Well, not yeah. You got to have.
Is that, you got the fire down below?
You're looking for curly haired redheads?
Yeah, yes.
The carpet has to match the curtains.
Exactly.
Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe.
I mean, come on. Like
Roger, Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe.
What else is the true litmus test, Murray?
No, you're right. You've got no argument here.
Joe Murray going to be with you 7 to 12. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Connor in Belmont. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, yeah. I can't believe nobody's mentioned. I mean, he was injured, but he had a really good career. Bill Walton.
You know, we have. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Good one.
Yeah. when listeners aren't listening. He might be number one. He might be number one. I want to come up with a consensus.
Walton was a great, great player.
I'm sure this is something you could Google. Greatest red-headed athletes.
You know you're going to get soccer players and tennis players and all that kind of
Conor
garbage.
Conor McGregor's going to be on there.
Has there ever been a good red-headed golfer? I doubt it.
Here's what comes up. Oh, you're so right. Sean White, Bill Walton, Mark McGuire, Dale Earnhardt Jr. I'm not going to include race car drivers.
Sean White was number one.
Roy Halladay, Hall of Famer, Scal, Lawless. Michael Fassbender? What? Is that the act? Is that an actor?
That's an actor.
Is that a real name?
Michael Fassbender. He's an actor.
Top 10 redheaded athletes of all time, according to Bleacher Report. Number one, Roy Halladay. So, like, yeah, Hall of Famer. Fine.
Halliday's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Henrik and Daniel Sedin, I'd like to keep it to Americans, if you don't mind.
They don't count. You got to have some measure of toughness to win.
They put Chuck Norris on their list. He was a martial artist, I guess.
Billy Lanny has a good suggestion. We need to do a ginger madness bracket.
Number five is Scal. Scal's number five of all time.
That's pathetic.
I think that tells you about the paucity of quality. And not we love Scal. Great, you know, tremendous. But if he's number five of all time, and they have Walton ninth. So I have a beef with their list. I'd go Walton over Scal.
I got to double check Dave Collins' hair color.
No, he was definitely red.
I thought he was a redhead.
Just wasn't curly.
Yeah, no, he had flat hair.
Okay, please, Murray, give me an update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You've said before about door number two. Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with like Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there.
Bruce Arians, the Combine, my favorite piece of sound this week. That interview he did on the NFL Network. Just, you don't hear coaches do this.
With like Tom Brady and yes. Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are...
Name names. Guys under contract. And let me just say real quick, we have Fresh Fuppets. So we like to run that multiple times when Hardy puts in that great work. So you'll hear it next segment. You hear it and see it. We've sent out to NBC Sports Boston, right? That's the whole point of this thing.
100%.
Okay, good.
It works on the radio, too.
Good. Obviously, it works on the radio. But so we'll play the Fuppets here at the end of the 3 o'clock hour coming up and again at the end of the day. But Bruce Arians, again, this is we're not in any sort of tampering period. You're not allowed to talk to other players. You're not allowed to talk about other players under contract. You're just not allowed to do it. Yet he has asked at the NFL Combine, if someone calls, if a free agent quarterback calls, who would you pick up the phone for? And he says,
with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
And Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys.
Mentions names, which is not just, you just don't hear that. So he says that, that's not in this piece of sound where he's asked if, you know, this free agent quarterback called, would you pick up the phone and who would it be? And he said, Brady. and, you know, he says that we haven't made up our mind yet on Winston. We don't have a call on Winston yet. We want to see what's behind door number 2, 3, and 4. It's just so obvious to me. It's so obvious that Brady's their first choice. Rivers is their second. And after that, if they can bring back Winston, they probably will. And or we'll try to. I mean, after Winston hears all this, I can't imagine he'd want to go back. But either way, so Bruce Arians sits down with Andrew Siciliano, the NFL Network, and it's just so blatantly obvious. Go ahead, Jimmy. Let's roll.
You said just now on the podium, you haven't made it yet.
No, we have a plan. We're just not telling anybody.
Okay. what else do you need to see or know?
Oh, nothing.
So you've made up your mind.
Yeah, we're pretty close. We know what we're going to do, and we still just got to see who else is available because you have to do your due diligence. You don't really know who's available till the tags come out and all that stuff, if there's a guy really on the market.
Does Jameis know that you know?
No.
Okay. You want to tell? You look at the camera and tell him.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Text him. You said before about door number two. Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with like Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there. You don't know what trades might happen. So you really don't know who is behind door number two yet. Then you can make a decision.
Can I try to translate?
This is the best part.
Jameis is coming back unless there's somebody out there that you might prefer and you think you can get him. If you can get him, whomever that is,
right,
then that is your guy. Am I reading that the right way?
Pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it.
We can win with Jameis. There's no doubt about that.
Jameis is your guy unless you find someone better. Yep, that's it. It's the greatest.
What a kick in the face it is to Winston.
Who is behind door number two? Tom Brady. It's just like... Just tell us, Bruce. It's tremendous.
Seriously, why not just spit in the face of your existing quarterback?
And right, how does Jameis Winston ever go back there?
He has nowhere else to go.
I mean, even if they offer him a real good contract, he knows and they know it's because they struck out on everybody else and we don't have anything left. So you're what we're stuck with. And he's going to go back there knowing that.
Yeah, maybe they don't care.
He'll take it. He's a dope.
He will take it. I mean, because he may not have a better offer, right? They just outbid everybody and they bring it back. But what if they don't care if they lose him?
Right. I mean,
in other words, they say he sucks anyway. He throws 30 picks. How's that going to hurt us?
They obviously don't care. They obviously don't care how this play. Do you want to tell them? No. Okay. It's like, any other coach has asked that about his quarterback, his starting quarterback, the franchise quarterback. It's like, yeah, we've opened lines of communication, and, you know, we're going to keep those lines open. He means a lot to us, and we mean a lot to him, and we're going to keep the dialogue going throughout the offseason, and hopefully it all works out for everybody. A nice generic answer, giving him a lot of credit and a lot of love. Instead, this one is, do you plan to tell him? Nope. Not really. Nope, we haven't told him. Not going to. So I think it's clear how they feel about Jameis Winston, which is not good. We've got more of your thoughts here on an Agenda Free Friday. Tim in Rhode Island on the Pats. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, this is Tim. I had a comment from I heard a comment from Maz earlier that Belichick wouldn't be caught with his pants down on Brady.
It was a metaphor.
I think he got caught with his pants down with Gronkowski.
Oh. I thought you were going somewhere else.
No, I mean, he did, Tim. So do you think he'd allow that to happen again at an even more important position?
I think so.
I don't. Come on. I mean, not this one. Gronkowski was a mistake.
Huge.
That they didn't pressure him to give him an answer earlier, or they just didn't go off on their own and do something irregardless of him.
It still blows my mind that they slow played that thing the way
they did.
Seriously,
though, right?
So that was a big...
So unlike them.
It was a mistake, and they blew it. They're not going to do it with the quarterback.
No, and I would say to the caller that, and again, I'm sorry, I thought he was going in a different direction. Okay, so...
Which direction do you think he was going?
I'll tell you later. The Gronkowski thing, I think, makes it more likely.
Right.
That he wouldn't let it happen again with Brady.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that it's Brady that we're talking about.
Right. All right, the topic that's taken over the afternoon, John and Marlboro, Ginger Athlete, go.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good.
I have a Ginger Athlete. How about Secretariat?
Okay, this is what I was afraid of.
He might be right. He might have been the greatest athlete of all time if you count horses.
They called him Big Red, right?
Yeah, right. He was red. Seriously.
And what exactly was that in reference to? You see what happens. You decide to have some fun. No more fun,
they
would you please?
Call him Big Chestnut.
We have
This has been the best show of 2020.
We have another
awesome.
Prominent media voice saying Brady's gone. You'll hear that sound right after these words.
Duggar Mass.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Here's the thing. Look, we're at a point right now where there can't be negotiations between him and other teams. Not until March 16th can that happen.
Wink, wink.
But there are a lot of other teams. There are a lot of teams, guys, that are interested in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady has an interest in a bunch of teams. Sure. It's not like Tom's saying right now, like, you know, we keep bringing up the Titans. And sure. He's not looking at this and saying, if I don't go to the Titans, I'll go back to the Patriots.
Right.
He's looking at the landscape the same way, honestly, we are on this desk.
And Jeff Darlington yesterday. There's a lot of media people, local, national, think Brady's gone. And it's really not new. I keep mentioning guys like Tom Curran have said it's a very real possibility for a real long time. Like the rest of us, Curran, though, I think, doesn't go as far as Darlington, where he says, well, it wouldn't surprise me if he comes back either, because man can always change his mind and be talked into things, and things change. And so that's the scenario under which Brady returns. He changes his mind, because right now he's gone, like that, I believe. And he may have been gone for the last 6-8 months, you know, for all we know. But there's a lot of people who think he's gone, including Mike Silver, who's on NFL Network now and is another Bradyite. He's from Brady's neck of the woods. And his, you know, ties to the Brady camp. Apparently, he said something last night or today. I don't know. We do have the sound.
I think it was last night.
Okay, so here's Mike Silver on the NFL Network. Jimmy, I'm sorry. It's at the top of carts. Sorry, I guess I didn't tell you.
No one said anything to me. Stand by.
Okay. So Mike, you know, add Mike Silver to the list as well. And we'll play it for you right now.
Silver to the Niners?
Yes, sir.
I believe Brady's leaving. When he leaves, it will be fast and furious, frenzy, dominoes falling. You think about other teams. You think about the Tennessee Titans. And then there are some wild card teams. And I think Tampa, by the way, is another team that is very seriously thinking about this. And you think about the Bears. You think about the Giants. And then there's the Hail Mary. Unlikely, but what if the San Francisco 49ers said, we could bring this hometown hero back, maybe bide our time and try to get a Kirk Cousins or somebody later, maybe send Jimmy Garoppolo back to the Patriots, work a sign-in trade. I don't think that's likely, but I think that's the Hail Mary out there.
Okay. No, I'd love it. So I mean, I would love so Garoppolo. Good. I wouldn't love Garoppolo coming back for obvious reasons, but...
No. So can I, before you go on, for the Blanami and, you know, like our thing, if Jimmy Garoppolo were the next Patriots quarterback, you don't think that'd be good?
I mean, fine. You'll be 10-6 and whatever. You'll never win a Super Bowl with him. But Garoppolo getting kicked to the curb for Brady in San Francisco, oh, I need it. I've never needed anything more.
It'd be a great
more.
Story, wouldn't it?
Oh, the best.
You think that would look bad for Jimmy?
Of course it would. Yeah. You just sucked so bad in the biggest game of your life, you sidecar bum. And so, you know what? We have a great team here. We're missing a piece. Quarterback, obviously. Thanks for blowing it, you suckbag. We're going to kick your ass to the curb and bring in the greatest of all time. Oh, yes. That's what I want. That's what I need.
No, see, it looks much... What you want is him to bring in Kirk Cousins. We think so little of you that...
Even better.
Right. But what I'm saying is when you replace him with the greatest of all time, that doesn't...
Yeah, but at 43 still, that's got to make
I don't know.
That's got to sting.
To me, it doesn't sting as bad.
Well, how about Garoppolo being traded twice because of Brady?
At least I'm getting chased by Tom Brady. If I get chased by Kirk Cousins or he makes, you know, some sort of lateral move, that looks awful. Whatever. I don't feel like that's... I know callers have brought that up too. Like, that's a... How many times?
If I'm the Niners, I'm not sure I would do it. Like, again, just because you're trading the years. You're doing the opposite of what the Patriots would have been, you know, doing if they right. traded Brady 2 years ago. You'd be saying, no, we're gonna trade the young guy and go with the old guy and give him what their roster is. I don't know that they would do that. And just to be clear, too, in that cut, Silver didn't just say Tennessee and a bunch of other teams. He also said the Chargers, and he said the Raiders, and, you know, but then he got to sort of the long shot teams and started throwing out the Bears, the Giants, Tampa Bay, and then he throws in the Niners. But even he doesn't seem to believe.
No.
Does he have roots in the Bay Area?
Oh, yeah. Silver's from, he's a big Cal guy.
Okay.
So he's from there. Like I said, he's from Brady's neck of the woods and is tight with his people, or has been in the past anyway. The Giants thing keeps coming up. I love that one. I just think that makes sense on so many levels. If only they were better. Like, they're just, are they good enough? Like, I don't think Brady wants to go to some suckbag team. Like, I think the Giants are, you know, borderline suckbag. And so would he do that? I just can't fathom that he would. John in Providence. Go ahead, John.
Fellas, what I have to say is you guys have the big boy, Greg Bedard, and he works for both the Vegas people in here. So shouldn't you have some people down in Vegas that should give you any more underground sources?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Would that make any sense?
Sure, look, we had Brandon Lang on who said he heard that Brady was buying real estate there, and it turned out to be right. And that the Vegas Raiders are, you know, on the radar, and it turned out to be right. Brandon Lang turned out to be right. He did. And then there's more reporting today out in Vegas that Brady closed on a property in Vegas last week. And that the Raiders have... And this has been... prior reported by Larry Fitzgerald's dad, of all people, that they offer. Well, the report last week was 2 years and 60. The one today was 2 years, 65, with a promise of ownership down the road. Let me ask you, Mark Davis, the ginger?
No, I think he's like...
I think he is.
Is he? I think
it's not curly. He ain't curly, but I think, I mean...
Maybe he is.
If that doesn't scream redheaded stepchild, I don't know what does.
For sure he's redheaded.
Yeah, he's ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Murray does not want a ginger quarterback. That's his big problem with Andy Dalton, which has spawned this whole ridiculous conversation. The greatest redheaded American athlete of all time. Steve in Portland. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry. But my top two would be Mike Schmidt or Wade Boggs. I'd go with Justin Thomas. He's kind of new. Justin Turner, I mean. I'm sorry. a wrestler, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and the biggest tool bag, Dougie Hamilton.
Biggest, oh. Who's the biggest redheaded tool bag?
Well, you got a long list of those.
Todd Marinovich.
Oh, he's up there.
Who did he say? Mike Schmidt's a good one.
Yeah, Mike Schmidt's a great one.
Mike Schmidt, definitely.
I mean, maybe the greatest third baseman of all time,
definitely.
Really.
Boggs, come on. I mean, I don't put my Ginger, fine. I don't put him on any all-time list.
No, please, you want to talk about Ginger tool bags? I mean, on Boggs, I'll get into that discussion.
Kevin and Waltham?
How you doing, boys? Want to say hi to Maz as a fellow Jumbo. First sports editor at Tufts Daily News. So I'm happy that you are doing all right, unlike me. I think the greatest redheaded athlete of all time is Rod Laver. I know he's not American, but
again,
hands down, it's Rod.
We've gotten a bunch of John Couriers, Boris Becker, Rod Laver. I just, if your greatest is a tennis player, it's proven our point. Maybe Andy Dalton doesn't belong here. Johnny and Newton, go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, how's it going? I got a great one for you. Played baseball with the Mets and the Expos. How about Rusty Staub?
Oh, yeah. We did it. LeGrand Orange. Yep. He's definitely on the list. Kevin and Quincy.
Hey, guys. Three-time All-American, the Galloping Ghost.
Red Grange?
You got it.
Okay. A little bit before my day. When did he do his thing?
Oh, God. We're going back into the middle of the 20th century, right?
Okay.
Even earlier, I think. Can we pick someone who's, like, you know, taken a breath in the last 40 years? Can we do that? I mean, like, can we make it a modern athlete, at least someone who could lift a weight? Something like that. Red Grange. I mean, why don't we just go back to, like, the 1600s and go to ancient Greece? Can we find someone there? How far back are we going to go? Red Grange. Like, Red Grange? You think Red Grange could hold Bo Jackson's jock?
Okay. Meanwhile, we have Fresh Ruppets. Fresh Ruppets from Hardy. I don't know what this is. Give me a hint of what this is.
It's Brady-related, and it's a gesture-related that Maz wanted Brady to do.
I know what it is.
What gesture?
I know what it is.
Did you want Brady to do?
I mean, I know what it is.
Okay, well,
so I'm not going to give it away. Red Grange's last year was 1933. I was 34 years in the womb at that stage, in the ground. 34 years backwards. That was the year 34 BM before Maz.
And no one's topped him yet.
Nope.
So here you go. If you watch NBC Sports Boston, you'll see it. You're going to hear it here on the radio side. It's Hardy's incomparable Fuppets. Then we go to the update. There's no commercials to any of this, and then we're back on the other side.
Okay, so if you are Brady and you are frustrated by the people you work for, there's only one reason you stay. One. You didn't have any other options. You have a family. You need the money. You got to support your kids. All of those things.
Or the Helsinki syndrome.
As in Helsinki, Sweden.
Finland.
Anybody who has that is frustrated with their employer, that has the ability to walk and can, gives them the finger and walks out the door. What's he doing? If he's pissed off, give him the finger and walk out the door. Like, part of me thinks I'm going to lose respect for him if he comes back. You're gonna bitch and moan behind the scenes all this time, all these years.
Right.
This is going to go on all the time. Just like, you know, Joe Schmo in the average workplace who would love to leave. That guy would love to leave, but he can't. You can. Give him the finger and walk out the door. 90% of the American workers will look at you and go, God bless you. I would love to do that. I would love to give the finger to my employer and walk out the door because I don't need them anymore. You follow me?
Of course.
Just leave. I wouldn't be pissed at him for leaving. Give him the finger and go.
Have a good day, Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.